which is, we ended off Adi Kasha, and that's what I said from the Shuvah Sarajba. So I have to confess that what I said was wrong. And a suggestion I had made, which I sort of rejected, is right. Shuva what? Reish? Reish and Hey. Chelek Aleph, Shuva the Rajva. And in one line, it's in the Rajva Navdalis. Shuva, it's called a Shita. Here's more by Rita. The wrong Simon, let's see if we can find a Rajva. Kuf Nun Hei. The Rajva takes the words that we keep hearing about Nisa Kvura, which we've been interpreting now for a long time. Yom Nisa Kvura, don't take it literally. Yom Nisa Kvura only comes to the exclusion of Yom Kvura, which is not Yom Nisa, but Yom Nisa, Yom Kvura, that is the right. It's only derived from our Ninas of Kutcher and my Sashay, there's nothing to talk about. Oh. So the Rajva uses the same words Yom Nisa Kvura, quotes the same Sukkim of Aninas. And look at the Rambam. That's what it boils down to. Look at the Rambam. That the day of Misa alone, there's no Kvura, is not Torah. So because there's all the other people, the Kvura. And the day has only Kvura, not a Misa, it's again not Torah. And guess what the source is, at least the parenthesis source. So let's look on the Rif. I look up the Rif. The Rif is in, here in Asugi in my cousin. The Rif uses the word Misa Kvura. And we should have realized this on our own, because the Rambam always tries to follow the Rif. And we know what the Rambam says, we know what the words of the Rif uses, so you have to say that this possibility is real. And Yom Nisa Kvura is the Rambam Shita, not what the Ramban calls the Golden Shita. The Rambam Shita. That's all. So I have to apologize because I was leading all along to the understanding that these words, Nisa Kvura, just because it means Nisa. It could mean that, but the Ramban tries to say it means on the level of Doraisa, but the Raj is the same as Fakirat, like the Rambam. I presume that's better. I'm understood the Rif and the Gaonim. Okay, that's I'm gonna thank you very much for an important note, which I haven't fully appreciated. Okay. Now on both sides we are just a little bit left over in the sugya in Ksubis before we turn our attention to the new sugya of Kibbutz. Okay, on both sides. So we were discussing the question of why is it that I guess I need to come on Ksubis even just for a minute. Why is it that the what happened to Nisa Daraisa? How many questions did we have? We had thank you very much. The Ramban, as in Doche. Yeah, the Rosh, so much thank you, which is the Rabbanon, right? Then you have the Ramah, then you have the Mishkan of Yaakov and Al Yaakov, okay? And then you have, these are all, so let's discuss it again. Assuming that there exists an Issa D'Oraisa and Yadokhid, how many verses do we have of that? We have the Ramban, the Ramah, first day of Chosin, the Mishkan Yaakov, 7 days of Chosin, and then we have, we'll get to now, the Ram, Shev Al Taz. The other Teret, no matter how you cut it in a number of different ways, the fifth Teret, because again we had five, yesterday we had five of today, but this fifth can be cut many ways, and there is no Issa D'Oraisa. Not that you're massive into the right, but there is no Issa D'Oraisa. Why not? Either the Rosh, no Avelos D'Oraisa whatsoever, or the Russians defense, that we're talking about a case where it happened at night, right? Or the Rambam, which is the Shuvah D'Oraisa, that happened before the Kvura. So again, those are all three different versions that there's no Issa to begin with. There are four ways to be Dolcha the Issa, and then the fifth answer, which comes three different variances, is that there's no Issa to begin with. Okay? So we have five answers to this question as to why matter the Issa D'Oraisa, the fifth one, so there is no Issa, with five A, B, and C. And we had five struggling yesterday as to why they preferred the matter before Avelos as opposed to after Avelos, which also obviously relates to this question. Now I want to discuss the Ran for a moment. So the Ran expressed of Sheva Al Tasa, and I understood it to mean, as we said yesterday in the Shir, that it, although he's doing an act of Via, nonetheless, since Avelos in principle is not a don't do this. The Torah says do, but they call it for the Rambam Shita, and then other Evan Shita, the Rib Shita, that there's Avelos D'Oraisa. It doesn't say a prophet don't do this and don't do this. It says Yachalti Chadot Ayel Eita Bene Hashem, assuming that that's really the source. So therefore, it's an inference that a person should conduct himself in a state of aninus, of sadness, As a result of that, he should not do certain things, including the mice of Bia. So although he's doing the Bia, because I say, it's considered the Yesh Koch, Lachad Avam and Atorah, Bia, Shave, V'Altas. So I mentioned that the Divrei Sofim, that's what we got to end the Shir ended yesterday. He goes to Rambam. Rambam, let's take a look. If you want to know, now that everybody has it. I just got out. Not the Rambam, he's the Divrei Sofim. Thank you very much. I congratulate the winners and condolence to the loser of the girl. This is sound of the more common. But in the Sinan Shinna and Bays, let's read it inside now that more people have it. In the Amex Dover, the cotton Lamed, he says, the COVID is amazing, the eyes are also young, I see the names are also young. He was in the bottom. I forgot to solve the Yomitsa Kvur Havi Adelos of Midda Oraisa. Nechleku, according to those who shown in Nechleku, we shown in Kovan also Boba Yom, which is Sarah Balino Adla Mochar, so the Meshit in the Subis. Oh, here it is. Shut the Rajma, Kufnun Hey. Look at that. Okay. So he says, so we pass him to Rabbonim. And then he says, fine, look what he tells him now. Gamma Tov Navi the Oraisa, Rov Rishonim Tov Mishakovim also Boba Yom, it's called that Hacham Lach Adam and Atar B'Shevi Al Pas. That's the Ran. Okay? That's the Ran. Fine. Now, what does it mean? There's a bracket. The Kodem Shenikpa Lohavi Aver Azor Raisa. The Acha Shenikpa V'Nitzvar Lema Fresh V'Shol Shebol Hayovu Midor Raisa Havi Akir B'Shevi Al Pas. What? I said it's the 1%. I don't know. I just don't understand what he's saying over here. Even with the Shiva Zeraz, without the Shiva Zeraz, I don't understand it. If you have the Rambam, you don't have to tell you anything else. Because the Rambam can only run. The Ran is Faker, he's assuming the passions like we direct the Ramban. That is an Avelis, the right from the very beginning. Nonetheless, the Nakira, the Shevi Al Tas. That's the one that we started us talking yesterday. Fine. That's good. That's good. But now, what does tell me a little later on? In the Ran itself, the Ein Roi L'Asek, with Varam Shal Simchal also Yom. What? What does that mean? Yeah, Chazal had the power to be okay with Avelus, but they use it very sparingly. They use that power sparingly. They'll allow you to do the via because it's a necessity. It goes to trigger the Shemesh Mamish to avoid a Hefzit. But the guys don't want to go to Disneyland. I don't want to go dancing out in the town. But after all, yes, so Akhadar and Atar Shev Al Tah. Wow. You shouldn't be misacting that day in Divrei Simcha, which is not for any purpose. For any purpose. You shouldn't have, you're not going to have to do a Elashenuchai, that's Maitre Shal Avelus, Vahainu Shevi Al Tasa. What does that mean? So I thought that the word Shevi Al Tasa here does not mean the same as the word Shevi Al Tasa in the same line. It's a very long line. It starts with the word Shevi Al Tasa, everyone's word Shevi Al Tasa. It means two different things. The first time Shevi Al Tasa means it's a lumbus. That although they're telling you to do an action, but since the Avelis in principle is to be in a state of Avelis, you're doing something which is an act which is not appropriate to that. It's not considered an Avelis Kum Vaseh, it's an Avelis Shev Al Tassim. At the end of the line, he says, you shouldn't do a Maisa, you shouldn't put on a ripped shirt, you shouldn't put on a Tifa Sirosh, a Kriya Samita. That's what he means, in that kind of a context. That's what I think it means. And therefore, even though they were not okay, the Divrei Simcha Shalom, Shalom the Torah, but they were also the mice of the Kum Vasei, which is the Vatal Simchas Kosan Biyose. You don't have itzuf, you don't take off your shoes necessarily. That's what I think it means. Then he says, why shouldn't it be the same as Yontif Sheni according to the Gaonim? What happens over there? He says, you make your Avelis on Yontif, right? So why over here they were also the Avelis more than Yontif Sheni? Yontif Sheni according to the Gaonim, we spoke about it, the famous drift, the rush. Simon Gimel. As the Gaon said, if someone dies in his burial, Yom Hashani, you have a veil. There too, a chosin, should certainly be a veil. It's an interesting answer. There's Shloma. At the time of the Afilu, the Amin Hashinik Avel of Yom Rishon, the Avidah Raisa, Afilu Hachi, the Shara Yonim, the Avel of Shem, the Rabbanon, Lo Yino, the Imkain, Lo Havi Resufim. When they said to keep a veil, it's going to the Bahad. When the person died in the last day of the Chutzpah, that's the first of seven consecutive days. But over here, they said that on that particular day they were matzah the bia. They had to do it to prevent hefset. So we're going to say, okay, will allow the Vida to prevent Hefted. Then we'll have one day of Avela, because that's the Raisa, for all other purposes. And then we'll have 7 days of Mishnah, because that's what we're trying to do over here to prevent Hefted. We have to prepare food for a whole week. And now we'll have 6 more days of Avela. Wow! You have to have Ritzufis. That's why they said the first day is no Avela whatsoever. Okay? Now one final Nakuda. One last Nakuda. We had the Nakuda Sakesef. Keep falling into that trap. And the Nakuda Sakesef, and we pointed out that he quotes the Machlokes, the Rosh and the Radak. And the Reisofen said, if you look carefully in Simon Shintai Gimel, these days, it's Mashma, it's a Machaber, it's like the Radak. So those other, all those should another see it together. Shintai Gimel, Siv Beis. On the man, okay? We're reading this from the middle a little bit. Okay. I will inscribe the chupa of the steel you may have missed it. The chakach mes or mes, mutal is yacharima to the shah of el. Who should boil? I will in low boil, also this yacharibo. Call your mayor evil. So what does that mean? This is towards the very end of this day. Look, in the first half, konas lechupo and boal, so you have shibat and mishter. So there's an Easter of Yichud. We know this from the sugya. If lo boal, what changes? What changes in lo boal? Osless yachariva, call your mayor evil. What do you mean call your mayor evil? So the word call your mayor evil, sounding to me, is the shibat and mishter and the shibat and evil, which follow in that order. First shibat and mishter, then shibat and evil. Why? It was lo boal. How did Shibat and Mishnah get in first? So the answer is the Radak. Since the Chuppah came before the Nisa, so the Shibat and Mishnah come first, even in the absence of a Bia. This is the Pashup Shah. It's the Pashup Shah. But we explained that maybe the Machabah, but she tells that he's like the Veil of Dor, right? But it's an interesting point over here. Interesting point. The Tur quotes this Lashon. You know, the Tur seems to be passing like his father, the Rosh, that avails the Rabbanan. So what are you going to do? So that's an interesting interpretation, perhaps. The Shita Mekubetet says, Rabbosai, that if there was chuppah without bia, it's sufficient to be dealt with the Shiva Sinei HaMishteh, even if the mace died before the chuppah. What's the obvious question? With the obvious question, if the chuppah is enough to postpone the avelus, even if the mace died first, what's the obvious question? Why am I to the beer? It's ridiculous. Said the shita, because if you're not to be matter the beer, it's a chuppah she'en a real beer, and there was no chuppah. You have to be matter. So it never has to happen. You have to be matter. So that's a very sharp story. So if that's the case, you understand over here very well. We say over here that in low boil, the Shibat and Mishnah comes first, right? We had this whole lumdus, why is the difference of dies first? And I said, no, the quote of the Torah holds that the Rabbani rejects all that lumdus. We said, I thought that the right to take a lumdus. Well, it's Mr. Kvura. But the word is that in the chuppah alone is enough to knock off, except it has to be a chuppah royal the beer in the first place. So if they made a chuppah b'shaita, which was royal the beer, and the beer never took place, it's enough to knock it off. Otherwise, not. That's the way suggesting. That's what we're suggesting. Fine. The person call Yemei HaEvil. Call Yemei HaEvil. Even the Yemei HaMishnah are called Yemei HaEvil because Dvar Mishavitzina is Noah. That's how the Beit Sofer explains over here. So look at the Beit Yosef right over here. It shouldn't take Gimel. It's Mefurish like the Radak. No, you don't see any inferences. Mefurish. Okay, with this we conclude the sugya, and now begin the siyata the shemaya, the sugya of Yisurei Avel. We really haven't touched it. We've spoken a long time already, a few weeks. We haven't touched Yisurei Avel yet. No, I mean, we keep talking about it. But what is it? Is it Zorayt? Is it Zorabon? What it starts? What is it? But what is? What exactly is us? As I mentioned to you, the plan. If we'll succeed in this plan, the plan is to begin one by one to go through the Yisurei Avel now. And I will try in each case to tie it in a little bit to the laws of the 9 days and 3 weeks, because they teach about the self, so they are significantly related. And the Mitzvah Shem, I hope to be able to finish it, I hope, a couple of days before Tisha B'Av, so they'll be able to learn the Tisha B'Av proper just before the fast, and then we'll hope that the Kali Yantif at the end will be Allah of Allah. That's the plan. Okay. So Rabotai and the Ma'amakomas, we have a one called Gimel Amad Aleph. Now I want to tell you in advance, a lot of complexities here sitting in the text, flying back and forth, the Tosfos in the heart, the Rambam's the heart. Don't panic. We will not have the Mechuyav to know every single line, but this is what we're trying to get. We'll try to go this without going with every last little detail. Let's do the best we can. What does it say in Chav Gimel Amad Aleph? What does it say there? Tana Rabbanim, last few lines. Kol Shlosh in Yom Legiyus. Echad Kelim Chadashim, Echad Kelim Yishonim, Yosef Mitoch HaMachbesh. So the 30 days, Giyus is prohibited. What does Giyus mean? The Machlokas Gedolei HaRishon. This is I apologize, and Maramakam, I left it out. You saw it in Shulchan Aruch, Maramakam, I left it out, and we showed my mistake. Please send it in the Mukhe Yosef, Yud Dalit Amud Beis. And our print, you can add it to your list. Sorry, I left it out, just a few lines. Yud Dalit Amud Beis, he tells you what he thinks Giyus means, as opposed to Kibbutz. But Kol Shloshim Yom, the last wide line on top. Pirush, Kibbutz She'asru Chachamim, Kol Amid Yom Migiyut Dafko Shehem Mayim Be'efro B'Nesu Reborit Ben Klei Tzema Ben Klei Pishtam. Okay, he says, what Giyut? Giyut means washing with soap. And what is Kibbutz? You're not going to believe it. What does it mean? No, plain water. Unbelievable. Washing with water, as I stand in the Yosef, washing with water is Kibbutz. Washing with soap is called Giyut. And then he adds, the Dafka Lelovshan, the 30-day prohibition is to wear garments you've been washed with soap and water. Of Elishan Lam, of a guy, the Akash Shiva, the Nichon, the Akalamid, came in the Lelovshan and Mutter. Okay? And he quotes the right part. That's what I wanted to show you. This is his definition of what's called Gius. Most Rishon, I believe, disagree. And say Gius, the way it's used in its modern translation, means ironing. There are various Arabic words they use to mean, but we would call ironing. Press. Even the word press, I found pei resh al ayin sabach. I found one of the four. Press. Not a full court press, but if you press the thing down, we call, setting it to be pressed. It needs to be ironed. That's what we call gius. That's what most Rishonim hold. Fine. Okay. So there's the Gemara. The kibbutz is only for a week, and gius is for a month. Tosus tries to demonstrate it. Dr. Gears, the Tosus called Shosha the Gears, Dr. Gears, the Usa of the Below Gears, called Kibbutz Mutter. We see in Chav Zayim Rebeis, I'll tip to the maze, okay, to Shlosh and Yom, the Gears to listen for it. And he quotes the Sefer Svachas. Okay, Abba Kibbutz Mashma the Shari. He quotes the Gemara Yavam, it's a complicated Gemara. Smooth. Complicated Gemara. Complicated Gemara. I am a Sefer Svachas and Sakert. He uses the word kibbutz, it really means giyut. Fine? Good. So Tosfos is trying to demonstrate that giyut, that kibbutz is only for 7 days. That's the Pasha standing going back attention of. Gemara quotes various Yisurim, hey, or this, and it quotes kibbutz as well. Pasha is only also for 7 days. That's a simple chat of all the Gemara. There's one, the Sechat Smokas, alright, the lust can be left out. That's also a new twist. The sixth line. The Me'acha, the kibbutz shari. Giyus Nami Shari, Lididan. This Kibbutz is Mutter after 7 days. So Giyus is for us Mutter after 7 days. Why? More in the sense of Subas and Tainus, Self Testament days, and Imam of Kaimus. The Giyus Shalado Ki Kibbutz Shalahem. Our Giyus, in Yisbavel, is like the equivalent of their Kibbutz. Their Kibbutz is Mutter after 7 days. So therefore, our Giyus is also Mutter after 7 days. Hiksha Rav Shmuel Mivardum. So the Shmaitin Babayan Nafik Vakule. Dalai Gemara, right here, of Gilman Amar Alf, last two lines. Abayin Nafik Begirdo de Sarbala, Kerebi. The different restrictions within the Easter of Giyus. New clothes, old clothes, colored clothes, white clothes, with all the process. But also when the Easter of Giyus, Sahakan Abaye, Abaye, Ababava Abakaimin. The Giyus, Dino, Eno, Eloki Kibbutz. So what's going to bring a riot from from Abaye. When we call Makom Ashi, how can it be? Because an answer, amazing answer. Here's the mitzvah. The problem of the V&R control, Kayla Meguatsim. Yeah, it was imported. Imported or exported, as they say. Close to the Eretz Yisrael, go to Bonham. The trade industry. Oh, Shema Parma Shemazin, Umnim, Yodim Legayet, Kiveret Yisrael. Ooh, world experts to know how to iron clothes that they used to know how to do it in Eretz Yisrael. All right, this is clearly the ironing, presumably that the experts on how to do it. Fine. Umar Rivad Atalaya Osa Lechavet with Oshloshim Yom. They near a low, this calls call Elu. Because there are these little things. I'm a set of Smachos Kipshuto here, and I'm a stick of a half a riot there. So, although the main proof, the main body of literature seems to indicate that Kibbutz is 7 and Gears is 30, at the row, we showed it, the Rivad disagrees. No, Kibbutz is Usher for 30 days. And he has a problem with the Gemara in Yevamos. He gets out of the Gemara in Yevamos. And he has a, all kinds of Gemaras. That's what he said. I am a Pesvav. All the other bits of Chvoset. Mashma le'acha shiva sharet. I told you before. Hosam, look at this now. Hosam b'mayim ayri. V'lo b'netze v'chol. Whoa. What's netze v'chol? Clearly he's not learning like whom, Rabotai. Then the Mukhe. The other Mukhe also says that Nesav Chol is the Giyot. But he learns that the Giyot means that oppressed. So what iron? What is? But within Kibbutz, it's an interesting flip that the Riva has. The Gemara and the Tzav, Kibbutz is also for a week. Means Kibbutz was only with water, but Kibbutz with soap is in effect, the Riva is saying, a kind of a Kibbutz which is also for 30 days. Now, if he held that this is Giyot, he wouldn't have any problems with all these other Gemaras. It's not really Giyot proper, but it's a kind of a Kibbutz, which is the equivalent of Giyot. That's how the Riva said, trying to add all the Gemaras. Some say Asa, some say Mutter, depends. Water is Mutter, after 7 days, and soap is Asa. Fine. Okay. He goes back and forth at the Ryans. Ooh. Fine. What about washing clothes to be used subsequently? The discussion here in our Tosis. Let's start over here. Three is the Tosis Arav. The last word is Arav on the line. Arav. The hard they ask the gear tackle the lubosh. I will a guy mutter. You want an iron clothes and wear them after the shloshim? Have to go. What if I take a shloshim on the gear? I ask the lubosh. Can I go out and look at it? I mutter the whole can I look at the shloshim? Then your day, my Omer Arav, Heter Bekibus of Shiva. Would that also be Mutter if you're going to wear him after Shiva? Umechalek Nami Ben Mechabes of Lilbosh. This is a mirror of any Yitzchak who can't even farge for Shuva, so. Nafiru Lechabes of Neach Oser, Avada. That's not a good comparison. Gius, what's the nature of the Yitzchak after Shiva? What's the nature of the Yitzchak not to wear iron clothing? Kibus, which is an Yitzchak of Shiva, it's a kind of a Kahesachadat, it's also the Pu'ula of Kibbutz is also, the action of Kibbutz is also, you're going to wear it after the Shiva is over. It goes to Gemara, Tainus Kof Tesla Furish. That's also the Chabbat of the Haniach, the week of Tisha B'Av, you can't wash clothes, you're going to wear it after Tisha B'Av. And he says, the old Kirish B'Shuv also, the Kibbutz Shalana Mutter B'Tisha B'Av. Here's what's going on? You can wash clothes in Tisha B'Av. Unbelievable. How's that? It says, Gir Shalana Kibbutz Shalahen. Mashma, the kibbutz shalano, ain't the kibbutz shalahet. Everything goes down a step. So our kibbutz, our washing is not kibbutz. And he calls things super that good as well. Wow. Miu, the Indian Yomei Avelus, also the kibbutz shalano, I feel the petition of Machmir, and all of the kibbutz shalano, we talk about minig. And he gives other examples of minhagim. See, minhagim. All right, once you talk about minhagim, there's no questions there. Something that they'll ask me from the Gemara, Minhagim. Karabosai, the kids and what do we see so far, Sergeant? The kids and Nimrod. What do we see? There's an history of Gius for 30 days with certain details over here. New, old, white, colored, Machlok, three days in Tanoi. What's the nature of that history of Gius, Karabosai? Not to wear the gods in the Guhas. Do an act of Gius, and during after Shiva, during Shiva, to wear after Shiva, Hester Gama. Everyone agrees to this. What they disagree on is how you define Gius. Is Gius washing with soap? or is Gius pressing, ironing? Okay, Moses holds the second view, although the Nemuke Yosef holds the first. Fine. That's as far as Gius is concerned. What's Kibbutz Rabotai? He says Kibbutz is also not only to launder it and wear it on during Shiva, but it's even also to launder it in Shiva and wear it after Shiva. Correct? Correct. What's not addressed here in Tosis? What's not addressed, I went through all the possibilities except for one. That's it. Yeah, the actuary. Wearing clothes which are washed before Avelis, during Avelis, or during Shua of Tisha B'Av. That's not discussed yet. I'm out of here, right? Correct? To wear, if it's pressed before, you can't wear it during. To wash it during, you can't even wear it afterwards. To press it, between Shiva and Shua, Shiva, wear it with Tisha B'Av. Those are three possibilities. But the fourth case, if it was washed before Avelis, before Shua of Tisha B'Av. And now you want to wear it freshly laundered, but there also doesn't say, not in the Gemara and not in Tosafot. Yet, let's turn to the next Maramokim. Chav Dalet Amud Bey. Quote the Rashi who says, in Baal HaHachlis, the Godel Shekipsu Kodem Arega, Lulbosh Kibodosh and Mechubazim, it's okay. Pirush Rashi, the rehiksha, the shari begadim shekipsu kodem emlo, with samanachim nami shari begadim amaguasim. No, stop! Stop! This mistama is incorrect. Oy. Rashi was nobody's fool. Rashi knew that begadim amaguasim are aser, but Rashi denied that begadim mechubasim are aser. This is Chitas Rashi. It's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. The God in the Chubasim, Mutter or Aser. Rashi says Mutter, Tosa says Aser. And Tosa, an interesting thing which you must have heard about in your time. There are minig ata, shemalbishin osa la'odam acha yom or chati yom, the ain't that kori begat mechubas for the day. Some wears it, the try of the clothes for a day or half a day, no longer called mechubas. Okay, Rabotai, let's begin to work out the facts. Everyone with me so far about everyone with me? Yes, you with me. Everyone with me? Get it all straight? So Val, Baruch Hashem, B'siyat HaDishmai. Rosh Shimon Nun Gimel. The next Maramot. We're trying to go slow and build up. Yes?
Yeah, so, if we have something to wash food, but let's say after Shabbat, it's like 15 minutes, what's the
Shabbat? 15 minutes? That's a half a day? I don't know. A new math. Half a day is half a day. You want to say something means 12 hours, it means half of a waking day, it means 8 hours, nope. So, 9 hours, 8 hours, no less. It's Yom HaChatziyo. So, start now, Yom. You're around the clock for the next, ready tomorrow. The Shkodesh is best, is what? Wednesday, I'm going to say. You have very little time. You have to, full time, figure out half a day, another half a day, another half a day. You should figure it all out, you can end up with enough shirts.
Have you ever heard of throwing
it
on the floor?
Oh, throwing it on the floor.
Is that really
I heard such things, but I don't recommend it. Let's go. Simon Nun Gimel. In the Rosh Hashanah, Simon, just going through the facts. No lumbers, it's just facts. Okay, Simon Nun Gimel. What does it say there? Both are Arrived. The Arrived is based large in the Gemara Masechta Tainus. How many Taninus saw Masechta Tainus so far? Raise your hand. Oy. How many saw the Russian Mark Cotton? Raise your hand. Oh, so most saw the Russian Mark Cotton, so you saw the Mark Tainus indirectly. So instead of opening Tainus yet, we'll try to do what we can to restrict ourselves to the Rush. And open Shabbos, but you have time, you're allowed to learn on Shabbos. You have to go up. And you can go try to catch up and finish the Ma'am of Karmas for Kibbutz, so we can maybe finish the Sugi on Sunday. Okay, because we really have a schedule to try to keep them. Okay. So what the Rosh quote here from the Sefer Tainus, called Pesim and Beis, Clay Pishton, Ein Bahen Mishum Giyut. Okay? Clay, piston, ain, behem, mishum, giyut. Oh, gewaldic. So you have linen clothes and no din of giyut. So let's be matter over here as well. The rabbi says, no, still not allowed. Why? Hare amu osu lelov shon b'shabah shalchal tishabav liot besocha. Ukshe tiru clay piston, lovi tiru el lechabes lehaniach. Whoa. What did the rabbi say? That clay piston and lokals and other garments, not in the wearing of them, but rather in the what? In the mice of washing them. That's how the rabbi assumes. Because since the Gemara does say that you can't wear in the week that Tisha B'Av took place, so that means that with respect to wearing them, there's no kulas. Only with respect to the Maisa Giyut, there is a kula. So when it comes to Avelus, says the Raivet, there's no kula to talk about. Why? Because to do a Maisa Giyut, we already pointed out, is mutter even in the Shabbat garden between Shiv and Shlosh. There's no kula possible. The only kula of piston is possible in a situation in which we say in the 9 day in Shuah Shachalbo, we are normally not allowed to wash in order to use it later on. So that kula, that they were matzah by three piston. That's the Raivet suggests. That's the Raivet says. The Ramban, which I'm not going to even read now because you probably haven't seen it yet, I'm in Makatar, and if you can't see it, so we'll do without it. You don't. The Ramban says the Raivet is right for lav mitameh. For a different reason, says the Ramban. That pishton, he says, is different than other garments only by with respect to yeshanim. What's the reason? What's different about pishton according to the Ramban? Eino misgahes kahogen. I mean, you can't get all the dirt out. Literally, it absorbs the dirt so strongly, you can't get it out. You can't get it out. So, Mimela, according to the Yitaskin and the Kablazim of Shimon, that the entire Issur of Giyut is only by Chadashim, only by new garments, so by definition there's no distinction in Hilchos Avelus between Pishtun and anything else, Marasha. If it's an old garment, it's always Mutter. If it's a new garment, the Kula of Pishtun never was said. So presumably the Kula was only said according to other days of Tanoim, and maybe and as far as the Tisha B'Av is concerned, the kids of both the Rosh, the Raivet, and the Ramban agree that the Kula of Klei Pishtun does not work in Hilchos Avelus. It's two different reasons. Fine. So far, so good. Okay. Now let's turn our attention to the concept of Giyut Shalanu Kikibu Shalahem and its extension, which is, we saw quoted already, and Rashi said it in Tainus, and we already saw it quoted in Tosfot, I believe. The male out, right, Tosfot quoted? That our kibbutz is even less than their kibbutz, it should be Heter Gomer. What's Heter Gomer? What's that to come? Here again, a machlok. The Beis Yosef says, what's had to gummer in kibbutz shalanu is only the mice of kibbutz, not the wearing of the begadim which were mechubatim to kibbutz shalanu. Going to the facts. This is a critical fact. He calls the Kolbo, who differs. And the Kolbo says that when you say kibbutz shalanu with mutter, it's not only with respect to the maisa kibbutz, but it's also with respect to the wearing of the garden mechubasin, hamechubasin, be kibbutz shalanu. Now, let's go back to the source. The Ramban, this is the Ramban, which you don't have to feel bad, you didn't see the Ma'amakom, it's not on the Ma'amakom. Okay, but it should be on the new Maram Chama. So I really added the Mugi Yosef. I'm adding Ramban on page Reish Mem Vov. He says Kibbutz Shalana was mutter lechabes ulahaniach, only to wear it after the shiva is over. Why? The meleches arayhi. The Ramban is of the opinion that what's different about our kibbutz as opposed to the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael is that our kibbutz in Slavah is the meleches arayhi. It's on 1, 2, 3. In Eretz Yisrael, kibbutz was a complicated process with Masiach Das and the Avelus. But in Slavah, it goes 1, 2, 3, there's a different system, and therefore the Meister was okay. But the wearing of the garment is no different in practical terms whether it's laundered in Eretz Yisrael or in Slavah. In Slavah, they had a kunt, a shtick, a trick to be able to do a Malachas Arai with the same result. So you can't wear the Begad of Mechubas. And again, the Ramban is like Tarsus is an Issa to wear a Begad of Mechubas. And he extends that Issa to kibbutz Shalano, because the result is the same. All the respect of the Maisa Kibbutz, and the distinction exists between Eretz Yisrael and Bava. Oh. Says the Beis Yosef, if you want to look it up, it's an Arachayim. Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Gimel. I asked you to see that Sif. You probably didn't get there yet. But I didn't ask you to see the Beis Yosef. Now I got to the Beis Yosef, at least when he quotes the Kolbo. Now the Kolbo disagrees. Now the Beis Yosef says, he claims, that Rashi is like the Ramban. Whoa, that's a very significant ally for the Ramban to have. You know, I mean, Rashi, having Rashi on your side is certainly a valuable thing. Now, I'll read you, I know you didn't see Tainus yet, but I'll read you this, I have to read you this Rashi anyway. Sorry, because I want to just understand this together. You'll see it over Shabbos or on Sunday, you'll see what I mean. Rashi says in Tainus, Chof Tes Omer Beis, Dibra Maskil, the Gihut. Rashi says that Eina Yofel Kikibu Shalahem, the also the guys that say Tishabov, Afilu Lahaniach Racha Tishabov, Abel Kibu Shalano Mutter. So Yosef Kara says, oh, you see, that the whole heter of Kibu Shalano is only with respect to Lahaniach. The Rabbi said, what do you say about this? No, don't speak. No one. Yes. It's against your Ramban the Kama time. But before you get to that, there's a basic problem over here in logic. You mentioned before Rashi and Chavdal and Medeis. Tosfos quotes him. Denies the entire Isser of the way Begadim Mechubasim. The fact that Rashi uses the Hefter of Kibbutz Shalano only with respect to the Maisa Kibbutz is not, as the Beis Yosef seems to have understood, because with respect to the Isser of Begadim Mechubasim, Kibbutz Shalano makes no difference. It's Usser anyway. But rather, it's quite the opposite, the contrary. It makes no difference because even Kibbutz Shalahem and Eretz Yisrael is also Mutter. Rashi denies the existence of an Isser of a Begad Mechubas. So he must firm shop that the distinction between their kibbutz and ours with respect to the mice of the pu'ula of kibbutz of Le'aniyah. Not because otherwise it would be us, because the Bechad is no Isser to begin with. Lu Rabbi, I know. It's a Teledavu. Oh. You have to say, Rabbi, according to the Kolbo, and whose matir kibbutz shalanu with respect to the east of Levisha, as the Ran says, you have it on. This is on the Maram Karmis, the Ran and Tainus. This you should see. I'll read you just a little bit at the end of the long paragraph where it says as follows: Al b'bavel mutter. Why? Meisha ein mislabdim sham yofer, meisha meimayim achurin. We know about water. There's the water with the chlorine and without the chlorine, and there's the Eretz Yisrael, main campus water, our water, bottled water, blah, blah. There are many different kinds of water. And apparently how the laundry comes out is Hancock water. It depends on how the laundry comes out. Depends upon what kind of water you're using. Oh, that's right. Then we understand what we're saying. The Kolbo is saying that there's an issue of Begadim Mechubasim, but all of them are with the water of Eretz Yisrael. but not with the water of Bavel. And that's the Mashmos. You have a chance to look at, again, not on the Maram Akarmis. If you look in the Ritva on Chav Tesamid Bay, seems to say like the Kolbo, and look there in footnote 180, the new Ritva that we have. And there, and that already thinks that the Ran didn't say Beferish like the Ritva and the Kolbo. He tries to derive that the Ran holds like the Ramban. I'm not so sure, because the Ran's reasoning and why Kibbutz Shalana was different than Nikki was not the same as the Ramban. The Ramban said in the Maisa, was Melechus Haroi, was Melechus Keva. But the Ritva said in the result, the same as the Ran said, what kind of water they used to use. Then it's logical to assume, although I can't prove it, that it would be a Heter as far as Levishas Begadim Mechubatim as well. Okay? Very important. Let's now sit for a minute, because I want you to look at me a little puzzled look. What about today's laundry? Laundry of Tavshin Nuntes. Where's that today? So if you just look for a minute in the Mishnah Berurah, does anyone have a Mishnah Berurah in the Mishnah Tisha B'Av? I ask people to bring it up. You can look at the Mishnah Berurah on the Big Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, if you can. If not, I'll read it to you about that. It's not so complicated over here. Don't panic. Everything is not so hard. Just get to the facts. Today, just try to explain what the facts are. If you chaz it a few times, I think you'll be able to master it. And Simetovkuf Manal Sivkimu, which was in the Maram Akomus, the Mechaber writes like this. Shua Shechabo Tishabo, Asurim, the Chabes, Afila and Erosa, Lov Shahata, Elanicho Achatisha. That's the Gemara Mefurish in the Sefer Times. Fine. He passed it. Hamakubosim, he called them. Also us. Oh, he's passing the Chorah against Rashi. Passing like Tyson. The Begad Mechubas is us. The Kibbutz Shalano Mutter. What Mutter? What part is Mutter? He quotes in the Mishnah Berurah of Beit. Kibbutz Shalano Mutter. Hainu Shalchutz Laos Mutter. The Fisha Ena Kibbutz Yofak Kibbutz Eretz Yisrael. Valkein Mutter L'chabas L'haniach L'chatishabo. Kibbutz L'chabas L'lubosh B'chol Mokom Ozer Beis Yosef. I'm not happy with this formulation. It's playing both ends in the middle, the Chorah. If you want to say the difference in between the Akibas and Azul, one's Melechus Arai, one's Melechus Keva. So, you know, I can understand. The Yisrael Levisha would still remain. But once he says, En Akibas Yotze, which is what the Ram said, then it should be logical that it should, the Hefer should apply not only to doing the Meis Akibas, but to wearing the garment as well. So, I think my time is against the Beis Yosef. I have to look on his lashon. I don't have it in front of me this minute. Not against the Mishnah Berurah, because it seems to be quoting the Beis Yosef here in Sitkat on Chav Beis. And he says, Giyus Shalana Wasa. What is Giyus? Well, he puts it in parentheses in the Aruch. Ma'viren ala begodim even cholak la'achlito, which means iron, press. Uklei pishtan ein ve'mishim Giyus. Sorry, ein ki kibah Shalana. That's what the goat son of Anichan ala Chatishabo. I will also the love shun b'shavua zeh. Okay, the nagu lefter afilu kli pishin afilu kibah shalom be'libosh b'chabit aniach en slahakul b'davar kema shenagu. We have to be machmir because of customs. A lot of customs exist in this whole thing of washed clothes, both in the 9 days, which is our extension of the Shavua Shachabo, and in Avelus Prat. The close game. After the Medina, Nami Asa. Yesh Mishakasa, the Kibbutz Shalana Kari Giyus. Why? Why? Because what's the difference between the two? Is the water, right? The water, the bubbles is in the valley, and Eretz Yisrael is in the hills. No, the Kibbutz Shal Sharas, that's the Kibbutz Shal Eretz Yisrael, the Asa. You live in, who knows, in France, in Germany, whatever the people who are living in America, the Poconos. And it's Torah Mugvos. So it's like Eretz Yisrael. It's not like Bavel. The old, Yesh Mishra Pirish, the Zimukai, the Giyot Hainu Mayim Ve'efer on Ezer Bodhis, the Kibbutz Mayim Levad. And now we always do salt. So maybe it's considered to be Giyot. So the Giyot, so therefore, it's at least the equivalent of their Kibbutz, the Kitzah, is either Mekir Adin, or Mimindek, not so on the Kulis, as far as wearing laundered clothes on Shua Shachabo, Tishabah. And the Ramah throws in, we're not already from Rosh Chodesh. Okay, this is where it comes from. So it's Rosh Chodesh until Shavuot Shabbat was certainly only a minute. From a week from Sunday on, it's already a Shalav of a din. It's a big question whether it's a din or not. Depends on many factors, right? What's the difference between whether it's considered, whether our washing is considered to be, three possibilities. It could be less than kibbutz. Kibbutz one was nothing. It could be kibbutz, or it could be giyut. So yeah, we're not exactly sure what our typical wash, you get from kapra. What is it? Is it kibbutz, is it giyut, is it neither? So we're not so sure what to do, so we're trying to be a machmer and a shayla. Either midin or midin. So the mechaber already took into account modern technology and geography in discussing what status our washing has. Okay? Tough kufn and aleph. Now, care about that? Is a. Oops. The Rambam is a problem over here. But you know, the Rambam's problem is primarily relating to the Gemara and Tainus. So I'm going to hold off with the Rambam until you have a chance, Mr. Shemitz, before Sunday Shir, to see the Gemara and Tainus. But one comment I have to make already now. We're going to be discussing, Mr. Shem, in the analysis of the various halachas and menhagim of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, slash Shavuot Shachalbo, and Tisha B'Av itself, that the Rav, the Chavon of the Rav, had his sod. His sod was that this is an Avera, there are 3 levels. There's Shiva, Shloshim, there's the Sodesh. So too, when they call the Avelus Yishana, or the Avelus the Rabbim, known as Tisha B'Av, and what precedes it, there were 3 levels. Tisha B'Av is Shiva. There's a Mefurash Gemara, a Gemara and a Sefer Tainus stuff. You should see in the Mount Makali. Whatever else is Shiva is also a Tisha B'Av. Shavuot Shachalbo is Shloshim. So, for example, you're not allowed to shave in Shavuot Shachalbo, and the custom of the 3 weeks is somehow equivalent to Yud Beis Kodesh. That's how the Rav said. There's an obvious question against this, he told, which is what? Kibbutz. Kibbutz. According to the Rav, we showed him a temple of the Rival. Kibbutz is limited to Shiva. Nonetheless, the Mefurash in the Mishnah, that Kibbutz may not be done in the Shavuot Shachalbo Tisha B'Av. Gaval. Against all Yisrael. So I have to tell you, that if you look in the Lashon of the Ramban, and this Ramban I think we should read, because it has to do with our Rebbe's Torah, you have to read it. Okay? I think this was on the, may have been on the Maramach, I'm not sure, I think so. Page Kuf Tzadi, I believe. His Lashon is Mashmah, that's not quite so simple. That Shavuot Shachalbo Tisha is not really the same as Shloshim. As I remember hearing from Rav Soloveitchik, but it's a little more common. Here we go. He says, "Behold, the Shabbos is page Kuf Tzadi, the 8th line of the page. The Shabbos shall Tisha B'Av Chomer who Mishloshim shall Avil. Then you kibbutz, they shall Avil as the Rabbim, because the Yevamos Mem Gimel. The Ein LeMeidim Kal Nichomer LaAchmor Olam." So you can't bring riots here and there from one to the other. Sounds a lot to the Ramban as a Choma Be'etzen. It's intrinsically more Choma. However, if you look on the Tosfos, which you can add to the amount of comments now too, number 3, Tosfos Yevamos Lamazayin Amad Beis, excuse me, Mem Gimel Amad Beis, Zibra Maskel Shiny, you need to read the first part of Sylvian Tomer, if you can. This Mashma, it's not intrinsically more Choma, but the Raya is a Dabba Shem Befarhesia. That's a public thing. And there's a public thing, so we have to be more concerned with it. So that means it's Avelus the Rabbin, as opposed to Rashi, you know, saying it was Avelus the Rabbin, the Kula, it's the Chumra, and it would not necessarily be against the assault, which the Rav said. Okay? I just wanted to bring that to your attention right away. Let's go a little further. It's Tosfos in Yevamos Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos Dibra Maslo Shan. It's Sylvian Thomas. There are both sides. Bottom line, in Hilchos 9 days, let's get to it. to wash clothes in the 9 days, no way. Either Medina or Midman Hagar. Impossible. To wear iron clothes, Shua Shechalvo, forget about it. We assume it's not allowed. Is it Medina or Midman Hagar? Again, it's unclear. Why is it unclear? Because the Easter Gears and the Gemara Chav Gimel is limited to certain new clothes, white clothes. It's the whole discussion of what kind of clothes, and we are clothes not always those kinds of clothes. To wear freshly laundered clothes is a machlek, as we said before. Rashi is makel, the kolbo is makel, Rashi is makel, and Tosin Rabban Amachmir, we'll see later, that the Rambam is also presumably a makel. So Tashin is Rashi and the Rambam on the one hand, of course, the son of the Rambam, and the Tosin Rabban on the other hand. Where is the question I have? Could we say Alokha Kadiri on makel the oval? Now we're getting to the nitty gritty. You have to know. You apply the principle, and when you apply the principle of Alokha Kadiri on makel the oval? Here, for example, the Shulchan Aruch passes the Chumrah, like the Rambam, in Shin Pei Tes. We have a right to say, well, I don't care what the Shulchan Aruch says. I heard as a Klal, Alokha Kadiri on makel the oval. I'm not talking about some late 20th century rabbinical personality. But, you know, maybe his day is this conveyor, whatever he may say. So, by Rashi and the Rambam, they say that they have a cooler by regard to mechubasim. Can you rely on them in hilchos avelos? I don't know. Shulchan Aruch didn't rely on them. Shulchan Aruch also didn't follow halacha d'Rabbi Meir b'Yehuda. So once he didn't rely on them, we let our life for passion. Not so simple. Now another interesting question: do you apply the principle of halacha make all by Tisha B'Av in the 9 days? Yes, Ali.
Can you apply that
halacha d'Rabbi Meir b'Yehuda? Pashas, yes. We'll get to it. Some disagree. What about by Tisha? If I found something, an Or Zeruah in Siman Tov Lamed Dalet, it says you don't apply the principle of Alach the Remake of the Ovel with respect to Tisha B'Av. What about the Easter of Talmud Torah? Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Now let's get to our Avelos proper. Leave out the 9 days. We know we have these Chumras, which are Mimin Hoga. We'll get to the specific parts of wearing clothes, and changing clothes, and what clothes. I mention on Sunday. But what about Avelos proper? What's the din? I asked you to see the Shulchan Aruch. I told some of you saw it by now. I hope that the Ramah quotes a minig not to wear a freshly laundered garment for 30 days. Where'd it come from? The Riva. We saw the Riva in terms of the Nafkav Gimel Amud Aleph. But he says it's enough to give it to someone else to try it on for. Catch this now. Sha'acha. But after Yom V'chatzi Yom. So it could be like this. First, we just talk about Issa Mikir Adin. Mikir Adin, they have to hold their begadim mechubasim and assume Mikir Adin. Finished. You need Yom Achatzi Yom to make it ready. It's no longer considered freshly laundered. But the Ramah is going only the Chumra of the Alba, the Riva, the Das Yochid. Almost everybody else argues with the Riva. Because after a week, there's no Issa of Kibbutz and no Issa of begadim mechubasim. Zero. It's just a minik. Oh, an Issa which only means minik is enough for a person to wear the Shah Achat. We'll have to find out soon. Shah Achat. I, the Shach is the Kotten Gimel, Shin Pei Tes, is matter even by a beggar in the Guhot, and someone wears a Shoachas? The answer is, it's all about old garments. And old garments, the issue is only me, Min Hagar, again, not me, Dina. And more than that, in the Ramah, in Simatov Kuf Mem Ches, Sif Yud, he says that there are places where this whole minute doesn't exist. There are Makomos, where after a week, they don't have this minute of asking for God the Mechubot. So therefore, for all these reasons, it's enough for someone to watch where it is for Shah Achat. Now here's an important Aruch HaShul. If you haven't gotten to it yet, if I'm going ahead of you on the Ma'amakamas, don't worry, you'll get to it and you'll see if you put the two things together. In Shin Pei Tes, there's a number of important Aruch HaShul. The Aruch HaShul writes to you like this. Rove and Rishonim hold after Shivas Mutta Bechibut. And it's Mutta to wear a beggar Mechubut. Okay? And Ramah says, it's Mutta, but the Olam Nogubo Issa Venogash Adam Acha Loshan Tchila. The Chakak Loshan Olava Aminik Iker. The Kainogam Adila Elu Yacha Shiva. Vim Lovshu Adam Acha Raksha Achas. Die Bekah. Die Bekah. Kuvidumani, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Sha'asa ain't his Torah for there. Zitian La'achel Lil Bashak Tomer. Why? There's a reason why. There's a harbe anashim cuts in Bazaar. Lil Bashak Tomer shall love Shalachar. Ooh. Ooh. The odds of the Tomer Tish La'achel Afil La Riva. The ends of Mishim Tainuk. And as he Epshel Lelech Mitzvah is by Yishonah Mitzvah Azeo. Maybe they're all listening to talk about a shirt. And then he quotes some poskim who say, the afilu b'tov shiva muta lilvosh b'shabbos sonas lavan. And he says the minig in Europe was, Rabbi Arthur said, yeshiva shiva would love this minig. They changed their clothes only on Shabbos. That's pretty close. Then in the Vardik. In the Vardik yeshiva. We have some relationship to that. Ra'anu lov shirak v'shabbos v'shabbos. That's what he says. Some are very machmir that they only take a shower from Sarah Shabbat, Sarah Shabbat. They're very machmir. All the time. I'm talking about the. We have big chumras by us. Okay? See, quotes over here from one of the poskim. The Shabbat shall avail us, Misha ain't a lovish, Kasonis, Mechubas, who Kasidus shall stut. Even in Shabbat of Shiva, how much more so on the Shabbat of Shlosh. I found Echad Min HaGdolim, the Pitzkei Tshuva, I asked you to see. Pitzkei Tshuva is in Sivkot and Beis, in Shin Pei Tes. Shekot Ad Afilu B'chol, Muta La'ovel B'tov Shiva L'Hachu B'Aksonet in HaYashana Malaya Zdeya, or Rebuvia. Lo Asri Rak L'Tainim, V'lo M'bnei Atzak, M'bnei Rechitza. It's the Heter of Istinit. And he asked the Pitzkei Tshuva, how come no one said it? How come no one wrote it before me? Answer? It's obvious. Obvious. Pretty real. Very nice. Obvious. There's the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Vav and Sif Zayin. Very important Aruch HaShulchan. Very important. Truth is, you look at the fine print, doesn't say it. That's what the Divrei Sofer country, that's what he goes to all the fine print. He checked up on the Aruch HaShulchan and he came out with a big problem. A major problem. He says, number one, if you look on the Rivash, which is the original source of the din, he was machmer even in the undershirt. Cholah kasamach labasa for 30 days. And even there required that somebody else wear it first. Yeah. So Laniya Zaiti, it's all a matter of, you know, of how mefunak you are. You ever don't call it Amerikai mefunak? Apparently, in time of the Rishonim, even the Rivash, someone else wore your undershirt first. No, Yeshivish, and we're not the Yeshivish. Apparently, that's a problem. So for us, we are more mefunakim, and therefore there's a heter in this circumstance. Just to give you a marmokim ahead of the game, Rav Moshe Zal has a few psukim which are quoted in the Sefer of his Talmud, Mo'ade Yisurun, which is the laws of the 9 days. And there he writes, if you want to look it up, it's in footnote 112, that's in the chapter on the 9 days, that a person can wear on the 9 days a shirt which has been through the laundry. What's going on? A laundered shirt of Moshe is matzah. Why? Quote, Ki mitzlach leches b'tzavar u'beis ha'shechi. That the neck and the underarm get dirty. So therefore what? So what? What's the heter? Presumably the heter is a heter of istinus. Here we go again. Istinus heter. This is the Pitzchei Tshuva had over here in Hilchos Avelus. Rav Moshe has it in Hilchos the 9 days. But it's only matter mechubeses, but not migu heter. What do you mean? Not a press shirt, the pastor. We're going to assume for the moment that, you know, we wash shirts with soap and water, it's only considered mechubes. But a pressed shirt you shouldn't wear. There are some people that in their line of work have to wear starch shirts. It has to be. So Moshe doesn't give them a cooler so easily. So my time is up. I would say the following shirt. In the 9 days, it's only a minute to Shavuot Shechabo you can be made to wear a pressed shirt if you have to. But in Shavuot Shechabo, we don't have a good answer because you should better wear the longer garments but not pressed garments. We'll continue this halacha to Mr. Shem on Sunday. Thank you.
the laundry. It might be the laundry a month ago and maybe.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Good question. Excellent question. Excellent.